Details can make a difference when it comes to writing a constitution. That's the opinion of legal expert André Thomashausen when asked about Angola. Thomashausen is the director of the University of South Africa's Institute of Foreign and Comparative Law. He focuses on what he considers to be the most important detail of Angola's constitution. The president is no longer chosen by direct vote. Instead, the presidency goes to the leading candidate of the party that won the country's general elections.
That's something original. There is not any other constitution in the world that does it.
South Africa has a similar approach, though it provides a role for the National Assembly in the naming of the president. For example, in 2009, the African National Congress, the ANC, won the elections, and the National Assembly chose the party's leader, Jacob Zuma, to head the government.
In direito constitucional, o problema está sempre nos pequenos pormenores, nas technicalidades.
In constitution law, the question always lies in the technicalities. Although it disappears to be a ritual, it underlines the Assembly's supremacy and of its deputies that are elected by the people. And here in South Africa, the same Assembly that chooses the president can also ask for his resignation with a simple majority. And that doesn't happen in Angola. Angola can only remove his president after a very complicated procedure.
Angola só pode remover o presidente através de processo muito complicado.
Thomashausen says technically Angola has one of the most modern and perfect constitutions. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos calls the document generally national and original. The document includes 244 articles, including chapters about the parameters of citizens' fundamental rights as well as their social and economic rights. Professor of Law at the University of Lisbon in Portugal, Jorge Miranda, says it also gives more power to the president of Angola.
There is a contradiction in the constitution regarding the fundamental rights and the guarantee of constitutionality and presidential rights. The way rights are limited is important guarantee of fundamental rights. And if there's not a limitation of the executive power, fundamental liberties may be at risk.
According to the Angolan constitution, the president simultaneously holds executive power as the head of state and is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He can make key government appointments, including judges to the Constitutional Court or the Supreme Court, and pardon or commute sentences. He is the only one who can ratify international treaties. Thomashausen says the public should have more influence on the selection of the president and his power.
There is a difficulty in Angola's new system. The characteristics of a presidential system are all embodied in the figure of the president, but he is not directly elected by the voters, who could have a choice.
Thomashausen says it's important for Angolans to have the ability to choose a president from one party and the National Assembly from another. Constitutional experts say it's an important part of the foundation of many democracies, a clear separation of power between the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. Together, they act as a system of checks and balances that monitor each other's actions, helping to keep a democracy from becoming a dictatorship. For VOA News, I'm Guilherme Correia da Silva in Washington.